On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
Yes. Yes, I see. I'm sure. I have this hotel address. What's your room number? What? You didn't get a room? Why? Yes, but... Okay, I see.
Ahmed, dear?
I hope so. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Why are you so happy tonight?
Come and sit. Come on, let's have our last coffee in Tehran together. Sir, would you bring us 2 cups of coffee, please?
Sure.
It's over.
What's over?
What time is it now?
Five to one?
In 5 hours and 5 minutes, a car will come pick us up.
At 6 a.m.?
Yes. At 6 in the morning, you'll be off, and no one will be able to stop you. And I'll be flying out of here at noon. Now, do you know why I said it's over?
Where in Istanbul will we meet?
In a hotel. I've written the address down. It's in your bag.
What was the name of Merdad's friend?
Torkan Damir.
Torkan Damir.
Thank you.
laugh a little. Take good care of yourself.
I will. Wave to your
bye,
Hesty.
Hurry up or you'll be late.
Are Sanaz and Maral Azimi still here?
Miss, Maral Azimi left early this morning, but Sanaz Azimi's in the restaurant.
Why are you so flustered? You're lucky that this has happened.
I'm lucky. What if the girl dies, huh?
So much the better. With this situation, no one will ever know that you helped us. You can go and live your life quite happily.
Quite happily? A person is dying because of something you and I did. How can you talk like that? No, my friend. You can simply erase this from your mind. I, for one, can't. I'm going to go see Hamid Yazdan Pana right now and tell him everything.
Wait a second, Pari. Pari? I beg you, Pari! Wait up, you idiot! Damn you. What are you thinking, stupid? If you do this, they'll hang you by the neck. They'll execute you.
They'll hang me? We did what we did together. And you are the real culprit, not me.
Hold on. Even if that is true, in less than an hour, I will be out of here. Don't you understand? They won't be able to arrest me. It's you that they'll come after.
I will not let you leave Tehran. Dream on.
Okay. Then listen. So don't let me leave Tehran. Go and rat us both out. What do you think will happen? They'll either execute both of us or they'll throw us in jail. And then we'll both die in there. Do you think it's rational to get us both thrown into prison?
Look here. Look here. So you want to.
Shh.
So you want to. You can just run away, Cece, is that? And leave me to face the music. Is that more rational?
Ah! You are silly. Why are you doing this? Listen, Pari. You didn't know that girl was going to get run over, nor did I. Sorry.
Leave me alone.
It was just one of those things, honey. Neither of us are to blame. Neither of us. But right now, the best thing for us to do is to sit down and to think rationally. Do you understand? Okay. Hold on a second. Look, the more I think about it, if that girl dies, our secret will be safe forever. And if she doesn't, you have enough time to get out of this miserable country.
Leave? Where would I go? Where do I have to go?
If I was you, I'd take my son by the hand and go and stay with my sister. Didn't you say your brother and sister live abroad? Why are you crying like this then, honey?
My son has up and left me, do you understand? He's gone to stay with his father. I don't have anyone.
The night he gave you a black eye?
Yes.
He hasn't come to see you since then?
No.
Oh, Pari. What can I say?
Why have you got me in this mess? And now you want to just up and leave?
Now that your son's abandoned you, the best thing for you to do is to leave. Why do you want to stay in this dump, you idiot? Pack up and go to your sister's. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh, my sister. Listen, she can't cope with me for more than a month. It's out of the question.
So what if she can't? That's not a problem. Just tell her to find you a job and a place to live. She can at least do that for you, right?
Come off it.
Listen, will she do that for you?
I don't know.
Shh. Of course she will, Pari. Of course she will. Shh.
Doctor?
Yes?
Will she be okay?
I hope so.
If you can control yourself, if you can keep calm, come with me.
I can do that. The 11th floor.
6-9, leaving for Istanbul, is ready to depart for Gate 5. Please go to Gate 5 for Flight 869 to Istanbul.
I'm afraid. Don't leave me here alone. Why she did it? Did you ask her? So eventually Sanaz's conscience is starting to bother her then. I can't. Helen, I can't. I'm not at all well. Come and take me to the hospital. Where am I? I don't know where I am. I don't know where I am. I don't know.
Thank you.
there. Hurry. Hurry. What are you doing? My dear. What's happened to you?
What happened?
There's nothing we can do now. The plane took off an hour ago.
Hi, I am Maril. I'm supposed to be meeting someone here.
One second, please. Hassan? This is the lady I think she was looking for. Could you talk to
Maril
her?
Maril Azimi.
Uh-huh.
Do you see that lady sitting over there?
The one with the short hair?
Exactly. She's waiting for you.
Thank you. Miss, I think you're waiting for me. I'm Maril Azimi.
Oh, well, Maril Azimi, I'm glad to see you here.
Sorry, but I still don't know who I'm speaking to.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. I'm Turkan Damir.
Nice to meet
Same
you.
Same here.
Sana's my sister. Has she arrived?
Of course. She's been looking forward to seeing you. Come with me.
Thank you.
Okay? Oh! What's the baby's name?
Hasti.
Hasti. Hasti. Ooh. What does it mean?
It means life. Life.
Oh, that makes sense. Hey there, Hasti. Okay. Sanas?
She's in there?
Yes. Okay, well, I'll wait for you in the lobby. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sanas? Sanas? Sanas?
What's with you?
Are you okay?
Oh, sorry, you scared me. When did you get here?
It's been a couple of hours.
Where is Hasti?
She's over there. We have to take her to the doctor. She has a temperature.
Oh, I have a stomachache. Oh, did you see her?
See who?
Merdad's friend. I mean, she was waiting for you in the lobby.
Talking to Mer, you mean?
So you learned her name?
Look, Hasti isn't well. I have to take her to the doctor.
Hold on. Where are you going? Hey. Where are you going, Merle?
Look at her. She's burning up with fever.
Okay, what's the big deal? We'll take her together. You have to go and have a shower first. Change your clothes. We have to go downstairs. Hurry.
What's going on downstairs?
Merdad has planned something special for you.
What is that?
Oh, go on. Get in there. I'll explain later.
Don't I have the right to know what I'm getting ready for?
I said get in there. I'm not in the mood. Hurry up. Quickly. Marol!
Yeah?
Have you brought something to wear? Your snazzy outfits, I mean.
I brought most of my clothes. Why?
This isn't that bad. I want you to wear your prettiest outfit.
Why do I have to wear my prettiest and smartest outfit?
You're being silly. I told you to.
Where's Merdad?
He couldn't make it.
Why?
Get on with it. I'll tell you later.
I asked why. Do you mean he's not coming to Istanbul?
He sent that girl in his place.
Tell me, is that girl gonna get us out of Istanbul?
Yes.
To London?
Yes.
But that girl seems too young to... Does she have experience? How can she do this for us?
Don't talk as if I'm blind. She's young, but she's experienced. Very experienced. For your information, she's been a member of the party since she was 10. And she's been working for the party alongside her dad since she was 20. But after her dad died, she went to Sweden. She went to Stockholm, and that's where she meets Merdad. She's been his right-hand woman since then. She was the one who got Merdad's business going again. Merdad says she knows what she's doing.
Can she be trusted?
Oh, go on, will you? Go on. Turn the shower on.
If you're even a few minutes late, everything will be messed up.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Did you say something to her?
No, it wasn't necessary. Maral, give Hasti to me.
Why? She's sick. We have to take her to the doctor.
We will. We'll take her. It can wait. Tarkan.
Okay, Maral, come with me. Come on.
Hold on a sec. Okay. Where is she taking me?
You can be
me?
Sure it's to your benefit to follow her. So go on then.
Hurry up, will you? Sit down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry to have kept you waiting. Our traveler has had a tough and weary journey. She needed a little rest so she can answer all your questions. In the brochure you all have in front of you, I've explained why Maral Azimi has emigrated. Maral Azimi is not the first Iranian who has fled the closed and limited environment of her country. She's not the last writer to have become weary of censorship and who has sought to think and write freely in the free world. And she is not the last woman to fight the laws that subject Iranian women to...
Hold on. Don't continue. Hold on. Don't make my trip a political affair. I'm not involved in politics. And out of my country...
Don't be afraid. You're outside of your country. No one is able to hurt you.
Listen to me. I haven't done anything to make me afraid. All I have to say is that if I am to live outside the country, I don't want to have anything to do with political wrangling.
No. This interview has nothing to do with political wrangling. It is to help educate people living in the free world. That's all. Okay, then.
All right. We can start now. If you ask your question in English, there will be no need for translation, because Maral Azimi is fluent in English.
This isn't England, and I can't speak English. I have to speak in my own language.
Okay, then. Your language is my language. You can ask your question.
Dinci olmayan bir aileniz vardı. Neden dinci kısıtlayıcı ve sizin görüşlerinize karşıt bir erkekle evlendiniz?
Okay. He wants to know why you married someone who is religious and thinks very differently from you.
The man that I married is not an unprogressive man. Conservative man. He is an academic. He is a reader. He knows literature pretty well. And to be honest with you, we didn't have any specific problems. We just disagreed on a few issues.
Okay, actually, my poor sister comes from a country that has placed fear deep inside of her. Unfortunately, this inner fear causes her to not be able to speak clearly about her conservative and irritating husband.
Sanaz, you know all about it. Why are you saying such things?
Maral, dear, please shut up. Merdad has worked very hard to arrange all of this, so please don't waste all of his efforts. Torkan, would you please go on?
Shall we continue?
I still don't understand why Merdad gathered all these people.
To introduce your tortured personality to the international community.
Torture?
Yes.
Sayın Demir, Türkçe konuşması konusunda anlaşmıştık.
Özür dilerim. Sayın Maral Azimi dedi ki ben ve eşim...
Çeviri yapmanıza gerek yok. İngilizce anlıyorum.
Throughout the period of your marriage, did your husband, like Betty Mahmoudi's husband, use abuse to force his opinions on you, physically or emotionally?
Mm-hmm. No. Hamad Yazdanpanah isn't an aggressive, stubborn, self-centered man.
Tarkan, repeat what I said.
Actually, I think our guest hasn't managed to overcome her fear yet.
It says here that you waited to be able to get your second novel printed for at least a year and only managed to do so after deleting important parts of it. Is that true?
No, in fact, it was just the opposite. Getting permission to publish Royer didn't take as long as it did for Pagidi. It took no more than 2 months, and about the editing and correction process, I must say only a few words and sentences, and the name, of course, of the protagonist's hometown changed. That's all.
You mean there's not any book censorship in your country?
I didn't say that. There may be books that haven't been allowed publication, but in my case, with Royer, though, there were no major problems.
Iranian writers don't verbalize what they really have in their hearts until they're outside Iran for a long enough time.
Well, it says here you were arrested and held for a short while over the content of your novel, Roya. Is that correct?
I was arrested? What's been written about me?
Oh, come on, Maral. Tell them the truth. Be brave.
The truth?
How many days were you held?
I've never been arrested in my country.
Of course she was. She can't remember because she's exhausted now. But in fact, She was arrested for 15 days.
Morel's sister, Sanaz Azimi, has informed us that her sister was in custody for 15 days.
It's written here that you wanted to attend a certain literary association seminar in London to make a speech about the 28 years of censorship in your country. Could you give us some details about your speech?
Okay, we'll talk about that in depth in another session.
Have you decided to live in the free world from now on? Were you tortured while in custody? How long were you in custody?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Okay, thank you.
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خواله عذابه استرابه استرابه دیواری از من دیواری از سنگ روبرون دیواری از من دیواری از سنگ بگو بیهوده نیست بگو بیهوده نیست فاصله آب و سراب بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم دریا بران شد مرگ تدریجی رویا مرگ تدریجی رویا